The United States has killed the leader of Al-Qaeda in a drone strike in the Afghan capital, Kabul. President Joe Biden said intelligence officials tracked Ayman al-Zawahiri to a home in the center of the city. Al Jazeera's Ali Latifi joins us now from Kabul. So, Ali, first of all, what more details are emerging about this attack?
So what's really important to keep in mind is if you look behind us, we're in a central part of the city. You know, we're near a bank, we're near a grocery store, we're near money exchangers, all sorts of, like, basic civilian things. And this house that Zawahiri was allegedly staying in reportedly belonged to someone tied to the government, if not a government official himself, a guest house belonging to the government. So this may be part of why Antony Blinken is saying that, you know, that this violated the Doha agreement, because it's very difficult to hide, you know, the most senior Al-Qaeda leader in the middle of your capital without someone from your government knowing. And earlier, we tried to go near the site itself, actually still several hundred meters away, but we were told by the Taliban that we're not allowed to shoot in that site, in that area. You know, they were saying, what are you shooting? Why are you here? We said, it's the news, you know, the event that just happened. You know, they responded, there's no event, nothing happened, why are you here? And we had to go a little bit further. And, you know, on these streets earlier in the day, there was much more of a Taliban presence. Other journalists who had tried to get near the site also had similar issues. So there definitely is something going on.
Ali, as you mentioned there, it's actually both sides, the US and the Taliban, are accusing each other of violating the Doha Accord. What practical impact can this have, though, on the Doha understanding?
It's, you know, again, it's one of these things where, you know, the U.S. is blaming it because that Zawahiri was allegedly here, and the Taliban because of the drone strike itself. And the Taliban never really has yet to acknowledge that Zawahiri was the one killed in this strike. They just said that a strike took place and that it's in violation of it. And really, again, it's just another complicating matter in this odd relationship between the Taliban and the rest of the world. You know, you see world leaders. We saw them in Tashkent in Uzbekistan only about a week or so ago, sitting down with the Taliban, negotiating, potentially the U.S. saying that there may be some indications that they would eventually release the central bank reserves that are with them. And then this happens, and both sides are blaming the other. So it's really, you know, another instance of this odd relationship between the Islamic Emirate and the rest of the world, who on the one hand meets with them, on the other hand doesn't recognize them, and then also stages these attacks, accusing the Islamic Emirate of housing international terrorists.
Right, and life behind you seems to be quite vibrant. What kind of impact is this having so far? We know especially it comes at a time when there are negotiations underway to free up aid and assets for Afghanistan.
I mean, right now, people are just sort of confused. Obviously, life goes on. You know, this attack took place at least a day ago, if not 2 days ago, depending upon whose account you believe. But really, right now, for the average person, it's just a question of, as I said before, a strange circumstance. You know, what is going on? How is it that this drone strike took place, and initially the government reported it as a rocket attack on an empty house, and then today it's being condemned by the Islamic Emirate as a violation of the Doha Accord, you know, as a drone strike, as an attack on their sovereign, what they see as their sovereign territory. And at the same time, you know, at least a day, if not 2 days later, Joe Biden is coming out and saying, by the way, in that strike, Ayman al-Zawahiri was being housed in this residence. So to the average person, it's all very strange. It's all very odd. None of it really seems to add up.
All right. Thanks so much. Ali Latifi there.